This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan.
What it do? Boom.
So when fall season comes around, diet is very important because everybody's been known to put on a few pounds. So you want to like really be careful or kind of like be aware of what you eat. So you might be looking for some wholesome, convenient meals for jam-packed days. Factor is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. It can help you fuel up fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Now, if you don't have a lot of time, or even if you like to meal prep, but you don't have time to meal prep, with Factor, you can skip the extra trip to the grocery store, the chopping, prepping, and cleaning up, too, while still getting the flavor and the nutritional quality you need. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes, so all you have to do is heat and enjoy to go back to crushing your goals. You can choose from 34 weekly flavor-packed, fresh, never-frozen meals ready to eat in just literally 2 minutes. You level up with Gourmet Plus options, prepared to perfection by chefs and ready to eat in record time, and you can treat yourself to upscale meals with premium ingredients like broccolini, leeks, truffle butter, and asparagus. And if you're busy during the day and you don't have time for lunch, or you got a job and you just are on the go, keep up your energy with the lunch to go. It's effortless, wholesome meals like grain bowls and salad toppers, and they're ready to eat when you're on the go, and there's no microwave required for you. So looking for calorie-conscious options during the busy season? Try delicious dietitian-approved calorie smart meal with around or less than 550 calories per serving. And if you need an extra boost to support your wellness goals and feel your best as you tackle busy autumn, try Protein Plus meal with 30 grams of protein or more per serving. Now, these factory meals are delicious. You can round out your meal and replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 45-plus add-ons, including breakfast items like our delicious apple cinnamon pancakes, bacon and cheddar egg bites, that's a favorite of yours, breakfast skillets. With Factor, you can rest assured you're making a sustainable choice. We offset 100% of our delivery emissions, source 100% renewable electricity for our production sites and offices if you're interested in stuff like that. This September, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door, ready in just 2 minutes. No prep, no mess. Head to factormeals.com/K150 and use K150 to get this. This is the biggest discount we've ever had. 50% off. That's code K150 at factormeals.com/K150 to get 50% off. FACTORMEALS.com/K10050. Food's delicious. Keeps you healthy. Check it out.
You won't go wrong. We all try it. We all like it. It's nutritional. They have vegan things. They have all protein. They have meal plans. I mean, anything you want to do, they'll do it for you. And it tastes great. And it's healthy. As usual, we're into wellness here. So, you know, get your Factor meals. Boom.
Well, they've been knocking out of the park with all the things that they've been doing. So I would suggest that they've been probably have a good idea with this. So next from Derek Mejia, subject is Sky Blue. Have you guys noticed Sky Blue's ring intro? She comes out, just starts biting her tongue over and over like in a sexy way. The first time, okay, you sex the second time. Okay, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. She did it 8 times last week. I'm wondering now if she has a window licker if she was a window licker in school too. Anyway, someone please help Disco finish a sentence without stuttering. Have a great day. Let's suspend this guy for that's a straight suspension, not a yellow card.
Not even a yellow card. I love that.
Great ass!
She bites her tongue. I didn't really notice. I mean,
I never noticed it either.
Yeah, you know how like all the young generation now, like all the singers, the first one I saw doing was Miley Cyrus, you know, it's like a generational thing, you know, Sammy Guevara does it a lot too. Like, yeah.
Right. So next is from our resident booker, Brian Dunlop. Subject is music and pro wrestling, WWE Fastlane Media Scrum. Hello, K100. Steve Fall of Wrestling News Co. is getting plenty of backlash for asking Io Sky about a match between her and Taylor Swift, possibly at WrestleMania 40. A lot of social media folks are clowning on the dude, and even Triple H joked about it. Io asked Steve, are you crazy during the Fastlane Media Scrum? What do you think? A bad idea from Steve? However, I do like the general idea of music and wrestling collab. Remember WWF Rock and Wrestling from the 80s or the arrival of Kiss in WCW? Here's my idea. A premium live event called NXT No Sleep Till Brooklyn. Have live performances for the Beastie Boys and maybe bring... Oh my God, this catch. And maybe bring
this
back...
boring cocksucker.
And bring Enzo Amore back. I don't really listen to the Beastie Boys anymore, but I still think it'd be cool. What do you think about them apples? Well, the Beastie Boys, when the guy died. Okay, you idiot. All right?
Wait a minute. All right. He even fucked up his last line. He said, what do you think about... It's how you... Apples.
How do you like
Not
them apples?
What do you, yeah, think, what do you think about them apples?
Good.
Do you want to watch the EO Sky? The guy asked the question and shit, or no?
I don't have no. Is it bro, these reporters in these meetings?
No, you want to hear this. You want to hear this.
Oh, you do? Okay. All right. Let's hear it then.
Go ahead.
All right.
She doesn't even know what the fuck's going on.
Right now, he did an amazing job beating two of the biggest in the business, Charlotte Flair, of course, and Asuka. But there's someone making headlines outside of wrestling, Taylor Swift.
That's right. I brought her name into the room. I knew this would happen.
Oh, okay. Completely.
Could we see Taylor Swift in the WWE possibly going for your championship gold? That's right.
You know Taylor Swift?
I brought up Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Yes. You want to wrestle her?
Want to wrestle Taylor Swift?
Oh, my God. What is that publication this guy writes for? I've seen enough. What does this guy write for?
Wrestling News Co.
Good grief. I mean, I cannot imagine what a geeky site that must be.
That is embarrassing. Yeah.
I mean, what a geek. Oh, my God.
I told you it was worth watching. At first, because somebody sent this to me on Twitter, and it sounded a little like Brian Alvarez. And I go, who is this? Because I go, I don't think Brian's that fucking geeky.
Well, let me,
and then, yeah.
That's right. I brought up Taylor Swift.
I know the guy. I know the guy, and he's actually a cool dude. But what a mega mark question.
Right. Well, speaking of being mega mark, Brian Dunlap in this email, he's talking about, like, I do like the general idea of a music and wrestling collab. It's like, dude, did you know what Bad Bunny does for a living? Like, are you that clueless?
Oh my God. This is Brian, this was your worst email submission you've ever had, by the way. Okay.
So I will say I do like the idea of the Beastie Boys, the two remaining ones doing no
sleep till
nights
Brooklyn.
Out in Brooklyn. What are you at Brooklyn? Yeah.
Which guy died? Do you know what I don't remember.
I forget it.
No, I'll look it up.
Look it up. Next is from Jimmy Gadberry. The subject is interview to ponder. Joe and Conan, have you ever thought about letting Disco interview himself? If so, do you think it would have to be broken down into 5 2-hour segments? Would you have to buy more server space? Would he eventually suspend himself for saying things that he did not like? At best, it would probably give you a week off to vacation. Last question. Does Disco do his hair, and what color, how often, and how often does he do it? Asking for friend, therefore, much like an attorney representing a client, I should not be suspended myself, but will pass it on to the person that I'm inquiring for. That's sorry clever. For the dangling preposition, but I did it so that I could say dangling preposition. Tremendous words for someone from Missouri. Let's suspend this guy for a week for the silly questions. All right. So we have better questions next time. All right.
The attorney privilege didn't save him.
No, stupid.
Well, I would say that the guy said it had to be broken down into two segments or something for 5 hours.
Yeah.
No, I would continue forever because Disco could talk about himself forever. So could Joe. So, yeah, it would just be like on a continuous loop and there would be a lot of stuttering. Yeah.
Yeah. Next is from nothing. Christian Edwards. Yeah, nothing. This question for Joe. K-Dog D-I-G-I Joe. What? Hopefully he calls you G.I. Joe.
Okay, wait 1 second.
First and foremost, I want to give respect is due. K-Dog and Disco, you both had your respective runs there and was arguably one of the best pro wrestling eras of all time, and you both stayed with WCW till the very end. You both also opted to continue working in and out, contributing to the wrestling industry, and did so without ever once going to WWE after purchase WCW. The fact that you both made a name for yourselves outside of WWE is proved in the success K100 has. While I'm just a fan, I want to say thanks for your contributions and for being an example of success in life and doing it on your own terms. The only other ex-WCW non-WWE guy I can think of to do so is Stevie Ray. With that being said, my question is for Joe. Joe, you're an everyday Joe like myself, only you work in the entertainment podcast industry. My ass kind of like you've been working in the entertainment field. If you got your start in sound production, later decided to be more lucrative to begin producing. And how'd you feel as far as room for exponential corporate growth as it pertains to podcasting? Have a good day, gentlemen. Wish you all the best of success. So, Joe, the question is for you.
Yeah, no, I was a warehouse manager, and my job was eliminated when the company moved. And I was back in school at the time because I wanted to get into creative writing somewhere, somehow, on TV, maybe have it lead me to wrestling. But all I knew was I didn't want to do fucking forklifting for the rest of my life. So I started trying that shit. I started a podcast. It was terrible at first. I just learned shit on my own. I'm self-taught. And Pester and Conan got his attention a little bit. And I got the attention to guys like Russo and Pritchard and guys like that that were around. And I think I had a pretty half decent name as far as being someone that does reasonably good interviews, and my production got better. And I don't know, Conan gave me a chance, and it took me a while to be up to the K100 standard that he wanted. But, you know, I got there. Like I said, it was self-taught and Conan's motivation that helped me out. But no, I didn't start in entertainment or anything like that. That's it.
Okay.
Disco left for my question.
He left?
Yeah, he's back.
I heard it.
Yeah.
Next is from Wilfred Quinones. Subject is talent or office. Good day, Glenn, Conan, and Joe. And I recently just listened to Russo and Al Snow have a debate on whether it is the talent's responsibility to get themselves over, or is it on the writer booker of the show? You guys being part of both worlds, what's your take on this? Thanks. 75% on the talent, 25% on the booker, I would say. Because you, bro, as long as you're in the ring, as long as you're out there in front of people, you can do things to interact with the crowd to get yourself over, like LA Knight did. You know, he's got mannerisms. LA Knight, yeah, he's got like his you know, he got that, over. He didn't. They weren't really booking him well.
Zack, you know, Ryder back in the day.
Yeah, he's got, you take advantage of the time they give you. It's like don't just, you know, just go through the motions when that camera's on you. You know, would you agree with that, Conan? 75%, 25, or would you say?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, and the thing is that you kept yourself over. You know, you would go out there, you would dance, you'd do the disco thing, you know, and people were with it. Even, and then once the entertainment stuff was done, they'd boo you, you know, but they gave you a chance. If you don't get a chance, you can't show yourself off. Sometimes if creative doesn't have anything for you or the story isn't good, it's up to you to make it good. You know, like when I used to go into the ring, everywhere I went, bro, it was really cool because some of it was in Spanish. you know, orale, arriba la raza. And you'd have all the white boys in Alabama and fucking Tennessee screaming the same shit without knowing what I was saying. They just thought it sounded cool or I was cool or whatever they thought, but they were screaming it, you know, but they gave me a chance. If they wouldn't have given me a chance, you know, I wouldn't have been able to do what I was able to do. Like LAX, that was my idea. The Filthy Animals, you know, I remember I told Russo and Ed Ferrara, I said, you know what, if they're going to bury us together, right. You know?
Conan, you know, like we've talked a lot about like a feminization, you know, men are becoming more feminine.
Right.
Like that's pretty obvious, right?
Feminization of America, 100%.
Well, men are in decline. And the average strength in men has decreased. Sperm counts are at an all-time low. Depression is at an all-time high. We're not talking about it enough. It's time to turn things around. The reason? Testosterone levels are under attack from a host of chemicals that we are exposed to every day. Soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and shower gels are full of endocrine disruptors. Vaping destroys enzymes linked to testosterone production. Cell phones in your pocket kill sperm count. Seed oils are in so many foods you don't even realize and block androgen receptors. And unfiltered water in most fruits and vegetables contain chemicals and pesticides that have literally caused feminization of male frogs in studies. There's so many things out there that are causing testosterone decline. More important than ever to be proactive and boosting your own testosterone levels with proven ingredients like the ones found in the Legacy Test Stack. Here our boy Nick Alves is to save the day for masculinity. TestX9 is a Legacy Sports Nutrition's best-selling product, and so many of our listeners have already used it and reported phenomenal results in their energy, strength, sex drive. Compounding it with T-Assist adds even more proven test-boosting ingredients as well as estrogen inhibitors to ensure that your masculinity stays exactly where it needs to be. Every ingredient in TestX9 is clinically proven to stimulate natural testosterone production, and for complete transparency, there are links posted on the site to external studies for each ingredient so you can make an informed decision. Toxic masculinity is not a thing. Toxins killing masculinity is. Protect yourself and stay healthy. Stop waiting. Level up now at LegacySups.com and always use the code K100 for a discount and to support the show. That's LegacySups.com. Level up with the Legacy and use code K100.
Right, and this isn't just an ad. Everything that Disco just said is absolutely true. But, you know, as you all know, testosterone, you know, promotes strength, stamina, helps your libido, estrogen control, has everything to maintain your testosterone. Because as we know, after a certain age, your testosterone starts to naturally dip.
But definitely check out the products that Nick promotes.
Yeah, and for women's supplements, Mickey James has her own line. But check out everything they do. This is one of our best-selling products. And there's a reason, because it works. And it has a lot of people that come back and keep using. They've been with us for years now because our listeners are using it. Like, we do a lot of stuff for wellness. You notice most of our ads are all about wellness, your hygiene, your health. And this is just another example. So get your Legacy Subs. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need, at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Next is from Also Garrison. The subject is "You Idiot." I don't specifically know how he got hurt since he joined AEW, but Kyle O'Reilly got a serious neck injury that he's kept him out of the ring for well over a year now. So what does the guy do? He posts on social media about how he's planning to get back in the ring. Now listen, I was a fan of the guy in NXT. His AEW run was bad, but hearing a wrestler talk like this really bothers me. He's so lucky that he's even able to walk. He has a wife and cute kids. Your boy Bobby Fish even confirmed that Tony Khan, the greatest booker of all time, has paid Riley his entire salary during this recovery time and will likely never fire him, which, all jokes aside, that's pretty awesome, TK. So why would that be? I don't understand why that's why you would joke about that. So why is O'Reilly wanting to risk it all? I'd really love to know what the K100 take on this is. Bro, because the guy, that's what he does for a living. You when you get hurt during this, you go to the doctor, you fix your body, you do rehab, and when the doctor clears you, say, hey, your body's ready to go back and do it again, that's what you do. And you go back with lower risk, you know, you have a compromised area, and you just wrestle, you wrestle smart, you know?
Right. They had that guy on the Bills that was paralyzed, and he's already back.
Yeah, the heart attack.
That's what
guy.
He loves to do.
Right.
Tua had all these concussions, and he's still playing. The Rolling Stones, who don't need any money, they're still doing concerts. They don't need the fucking money. They like the high of hearing people singing their music with them and reconnecting. You know what I'm saying? It's an addiction. When you're out there and you feel that energy, it's the best thing ever.
All right. This next email is a stupid question. Grand Gandolfini, subject is Bill Body is allowed back in New Jersey. What's your favorite New Jersey story, K100? How you doing, K100? Good news or maybe bad news, but I've decided that Bill Body is allowed to step foot in New Jersey once again. Anyway, Joe Conan and Disco, a.k.a. Used Guys, do you have a favorite story from New Jersey, or just generally speaking, an entertaining tale from the northeast area of the U.S.? And to Billy, now that you're allowed back in, I dare to come to my neck of the woods. I effing dare you, pal. Sincerely, that's Gregory the Great, the Gent. Gregory the Gent. Bro, what stories from the North? Do we have a Northeast story? Like a story that was very specific to the North?
I remember this. You weren't with us that day. But I remember that me and Ray had gone to this club in New York. And it was like back in the day when we were doing raves and shit.
Right.
And we went into this fucking club with these girls. And we had our shirts off. We were sitting on the speakers, dancing on the speakers, acting wild. There was a fucking wild night that will never be forgotten. I can't
remember the name of the club was. That.
I remember it was near this famous club called the Limelight, and we went in there too. And there
was a Limelight in Atlanta too. Look, bro, Joe, what was a club that the popular club in New York for years that Paul Lee always used to go to?
China Club.
Remember that? Is that what it was? The China Club.
Right? That was one of them.
Right. I remember he was like, Paulie was like big in the clubs. You know, So. All right. Next is from Matt Green, the subject is referee royalties. Hi, K100. How are you guys all doing well? I recently heard an interview with Mike Chioda, and he mentioned about referees not getting royalties in WWE. Do you guys feel this is fair? Also, do you think there will ever be a referee slot in the Hall of Fame? I know they inducted Tim White after he passed, but I feel there's legendary referee like Charles Robinson and Mike Chioda that need to be acknowledged with their skill. They're still around. Sometimes it seems like the referees are not very respected. They go as far as to blur out past referees' faces during cutscenes in their video games, probably due to not paying them royalties. I didn't know that. But bro, why would referees get royalties? They don't sell anything. I mean, seriously, if there was a referee.
The only case would be like that, a video game. If you're in a video game, put their face and let them make some money. Why fucking, you know, do cutscenes or whatever they said?
Also,
this sounds shitty, but why would you? Like, if you're a publicly traded company, everything and all that, like, why would you just give money away that that's unnecessary? It's like, well, let's just have generic.
Because they don't get paid a lot, bro. Let them make a little video game money.
What do they do?
Well,
They make sure that the match is fucking.
I mean, this is across sports. Like in baseball and stuff, everything, but baseball players are making $25-30 million a year. Referees are making like $100,000, and the referees have more influence on the game than the guy making $30 million a year.
You know, right, but umpires never play DI in wrestling. Referees can be in angles, matches, vignettes. You know what I'm saying? They get used for different things too.
You can't sell you're not going to go to the merchandise stand. You're giving royalties based off sales. They're not selling anything.
Okay. So you know? I just want to say this. Every referee that's in a major corporation in the indies, starting out, feel free that when you see the real Disco Inferno, unlike if you saw him in Vegas and you gave him the bourbon with the hot dog, give him a Shibata headbutt, this guy, Ben Haman, $5 face slap, okay, right, and a kick to the nuts. Ooh. And then and use violent, vehement language. And if possible, please record this. This is for all referees, semi-professional, professional, and amateur. Yeah.
And Disco, you might have been talking. Are you talking about Studio 54 with Heyman? Was that the right one?
Studio.
He went to Studio 54.
But it was a China club. Is the one the big one in the 90s that was popular. Yeah.
But in the 80s, Heyman kind of had a job at Studio 54. Like talent coordinator, and then he actually ran a wrestling show there in 1985.
Really?
First and only wrestling show. Yeah.
I got to ask.
Flair was there, and then Bigelow had his first match. Shit like that. Jimmy Garvin was there, I think. Yeah.
Next is from Clint Stevens. Subject is title belt question for Conan. Hello, Disco Conan. Disco Joe, Disco, and Conan. Clint from Georgia here. The question is for Conan. Curious to know what titles these are in this picture. I'm trying to compile a list of title belts appeared in WCW. Google has not been much help. I can only determine that the one on your waist is a AAA title. Any help would be appreciated. Extra points. I'll tell you right now what those titles are. One is the we just showed this on the thing the other day. The AAA
Mega.
Is that what are you wearing here, Conan?
One is the AAA title, and the other two, I believe, are the IWAS, was the promotion John Arezzi ran.
Right.
And I think I had the tag titles at that time, I think, with Rey Mysterio Jr.
Okay, bonus question. If allowed, what's your favorite title belt in wrestling history? I couldn't even tell you what they look like, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. There's no belt collectors. I don't collect belts. I don't buy them. Joe does. Right. There's a picture of him with a belt that he probably bought. What was that? What was that picture?
Conrad, when he did live shows, he would bring the original Flair gold belt from the big one from the 80s that everybody
knows.
Looks
like.
It would be like, you know, hey, do you want to hold it for the picture? And I said, goddamn right, I got to hold it in the picture, especially for Conan and Disco.
If you bought figurines and you've admitted to that, because they used to be up there, but we busted your balls so much you brought them down. And I'm sure CM Punk is sitting on your knee as we speak, the little CM Punk figurine. If you bought figurines, which you've admitted to, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you still have them in your house, I know you have a replica belt somewhere.
Absolutely.
If I could make a profit off it, I'd probably buy one. You know those figures are only bought for resale value, Conan. Come on. You know that.
I doubt that. I'm sure you played with them, and I'm sure that you had them up there just like every other nerd geek that at your age that still followed wrestling.
Next one's from Danger Ross. No relation to Ranger Ross, I don't think. This is an interesting angle here. Subject is Nick Wayne. I feel like the AEW is kind of emulating Dominic Mysterio in his angle. Don't get me wrong. I do like the angle, but it just comes off as Kmart Dominic angle. Strangely, Edge is involved in both angles. Do you think the angles are similar, or am I just overthinking it? Now, first of all, I haven't seen a video clip or anything about what Nick Wayne did to turn heel. Because AEW didn't show it, or right. if they did, yeah. So I don't even know what the angle is. I just know that he's standing there. He's with Cage now.
Yeah,
and Cage.
He turned against Darby, I think, and I don't remember. Yeah.
He turned against Darby in that pay per view main event where Edge came out after for the save.
Right. So that's I don't know.
Wrestle Dream. Yeah.
So if you didn't see the pay per view, right?
It is interesting though that maybe they are, but the Dominic Mysterio thing is a father son thing. Nick Wayne's not a father-son situation. You know, his dad's, I don't know. That's a weird question, but young cats like that.
Yeah, I don't think this has anything to do with the Dominic angle. I think you're over thinking, like you said.
Right.
You know, he's got to deal with mommy, with Rhea Ripley, which is, you know, and he's in the Judgment Day. This guy, Nick Wayne, joined who? Because I saw him come out on Collision this week, and I was like, what a – this guy has, to me, zero heat, doesn't come off as a heel, looks really young. Like, he doesn't even look like a star.
Yeah, he's a young
guy. He looks like a guy that should that shouldn't be out there with like, he'd get beat up.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's visually what the guy looks like. He's just
right.
He's too skinny and small.
Not,
you know?
Not just that. They did this thing on Collision where Darby was in the ring with him, and he was, like, going to kick him, and he – you know, he got scared and he balled up like that. No heel would do that. Oh, so he's trying to be like a chicken shit baby face, right. But he doesn't look believable. Right. You know,
we'll see. We'll give him. I'm gonna see. You know, you never know. The kid may end up being.
You never know, but right now he don't look believable to me.
Right. I will say this though. It is interesting. Like if you think about this, they do a lot of weird booking with Darby. Like all of his friends, they bring his friends from the past. He brings them all in. They all turn on him. Like the AR Fox turned on him. Then the AR Fox was a heel for like 2 weeks. Then he accepted him back. Now Nick Wayne turned on. Yeah, I don't know. Right. It's just like, you know, maybe Nick Wayne will just be heel for 2 weeks, and then Darby will have him back. And then that's just the thing is like, you always have arguments with your friends, and then like 2 weeks later we're friends again. You know, so but here they're having him in the heel faction.
Yeah, they don't let anything set in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and that's a problem with being a constant babyface too. I mean, you could set your watch to back in the day when someone was going to turn on Hogan or Sting. You know, it was repetitive. They did it all the time. Seems like Darby's, you know.
Yeah, he's like that spot. Everybody's turning on. Conan, I had a question for you.
What up?
Have you seen the facial hair on a lot of wrestling fans these days?
Yeah, the neck beards.
Yeah. You know, these guys could use a shave, you think, right?
Yeah.
Well, Joe, you could use a shave too, correct?
Yes, without question.
And he needs a dye job.
You do.
You see, the front does not match the sides.
Right, right. Well, I shave, and it makes me look more handsome. Would you agree with that?
No.
Absolutely.
Well, a lot of the girls do. So no matter why you shave, Harry's has you covered for the best shave of your life at prices you'll love. From the legendary high-quality razors to skin products like a face wash and hydrating lotion, Harry's gives you a premium shave without the premium price tag. It's not that expensive. So I've been using Harry's razors for a long time, and I'm very happy that we have them as a sponsor now, because it's a 5-blade shave. It's not expensive. It comes in a very professional looking package. If you go to Target and you look at all the razors, the Harry's razors packaging just sticks out, and it's not that expensive. I use it on my face. I like to shave underneath the neck, underneath the chin, on the side. Sometimes I'll shave on the cheek and bring it down into like a goatee. And like, you can do this very simply with a starter set. It's a $13 value for just $3 at harrys.com/K100. It includes a 5-blade German engineer razor, the weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and my favorite thing is a travel cover. So I like to go do staycations at the hotels, and you put your little travel cover on it. It doesn't get all the stuff in the package wet. So scheduled delivery for refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for other blades. That's super cheap. So Harry's makes the skincare products that will give you the best shave ever. It's got creams, washes, lotions that will keep your skin healthy and hydrated. The blades made in their own factory in Germany. Guys who've tried it say their eighth shave is as sharp as their first. Sleek, ergonomic weighted handles that look great in your bathroom and give you precise control with each swipe. Like I said, I've been using these for years. Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, and they're still offering a no-risk trial. If you don't like your shave, no worries. It's on them. No risk. How simple is that? How easy is that? So get your best shave ever this summer with Harry's razors and skincare products. Get a $13 starter set for just $3 at harrys.com/K100. That's harrys.com/K100 for a $3 starter set. You neckbeards, you got to shave it.
Well, not only that, bro. I like the – a lot of times I'm in a hurry and I'll use a machine, but when I want to get that close shave, I use Harry's shavers. You know, that gives me the close shave that I have, and I don't have like a one-day growth on my face. Excellent product, and if not, we wouldn't be promoting it to you. So check it out. Give it a try.
Yeah, harrys.com/K100. Get your starter set for $3.
All right.
When you go to that URL, the discount will automatically be applied. So,
for your grooming needs, Harry's shavers. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Next up, Jerome Jones, subject Charlotte Flair. Conan Disco, is there a reason why Charlotte Flair is always in the title picture? I know she's an amazing talent and is one of Vince's favorites, but she doesn't need to go for titles all the time. I mean, Jerome Jones, that's what her dad did. Ric Flair was, how many times was Ric Flair world champion, Conan? 16,
like 17 or something.
17 or 18.
That's what he was. He was like, wrestling's different. Like Ric Flair was like perpetually, like in my mind, always the champion. Because he was like a championship guy. He exemplified like the symbol of professional wrestling. Like he was symbolic. I'm the world champ. I got the hair, the robe and stuff, the flamboyance of professional wrestling. That's why he was always in the title picture, because he played the part of a world champion very well. And it's like, don't give that guy the same heritage belt, right? Go ahead.
But here's the problem. I never got tired of Flair because he was always so fucking entertaining. Charlotte's not entertaining. So it's
You're right. Charlotte's an entertaining heel. She's not an entertaining babyface. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. At all. Right.
Yeah.
Did you see the thing with Flair recently? I think it's maybe DI's more likely to have seen it, where he was invited to this comedy roast show and he walked off because the jokes were too mean spirited or something like that. It was like it was all over the internet and shit because the show is pretty popular. I don't know if you'd seen clips or not.
No, if you can't send it to us, maybe we can watch it before the show's over.
Okay.
All right, next is from Stewart. The subject is Edge overacting. Hi, K100 crew. I was a big fan of Edge before his initial retirement. However, since returning, I think he's believed his own hype a little too much and his acting has been bad. In addition to his long-winded and cringe promos? Do you agree? No. Disco, if you find this question boring, alternately, I'd love to hear a breakdown of the royalties you received for your fanatic vocals on Rainbow Connection and the use of your likeness for Gonzo. Thanks, loyal listener Stewart. Let's suspend him. I'm going to give him a yellow card on that one. Because I don't know what the Rainbow Connection is. I don't know what Gonzo is. I think he's like trying to be funny.
Gonzo's from the Muppets.
The guy with the big nose.
Oh, suspension then. Yeah, well, it's a red card. Two yellow cards. It's a red card. This is suspension. I think Edge's acting is good. What's wrong with Edge's acting? I mean, his whole gimmick and his whole cell of his character is always facial shots and facial reactions. You know, like he's always had I'm gonna get this shot. He's always had that shot. You know, I don't think he's but overacting. I would disagree with that. I think he's a pretty good actor, actually. What would you say, Cody?
No, he's talking about an AEW since he went to the AEW.
It's only been one show.
It's been two. It's been Collision and it's been the fucking pay-per-view. Collision.
Right.
Yeah.
What did you do on Collision?
He just
rating for Collision, by the way.
I don't think it was very good.
All right. We'll keep going.
The Rainbow Connection, D.I., was a hit song in the late 70s. Yeah, it was sang by Kermit the Frog, so that's another cheap. That's another cheap shot.
Right. Interesting. Okay.
Collision had 353,000, which was a slight increase, which had 327 the previous week.
Yeah, that's it. I guess. Bro, what did I tell everybody that show was? It was Rampage Night 2, which is basically the same. There's people that are obsessed with AEW wrestling. And there's about 400,000 of those people out there that are actually willing to watch collision on a Saturday night ahead instead of football. It's like, Jesus.
Yeah. And I mean, I know that you gotta, you know, widening your presence on TV is good. You got to take the money from the network if they offer it. But speaking from my perspective, you know, AEW lost some of its specialness, uniqueness, if you will, when these other shows came on. It made Dynamite, you know, less must see because they had fucking three shows. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just, I don't know, made it less interesting. Right. Same thing that happened with Nitro.
Next is from David. And the subject is, Disco, do you have it ready? Yo, Disco, you get that $100 ready for Joe? I think you had a bad take on this one. We discussed this. Did we already discuss that, didn't we, Joe? It went up on the show last week, right?
The fact that you think
the whole punk discussion that we had on Friday.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a whole segment.
Yeah. I don't know what this guy's like. Well,
tell him where he can go listen to this discussion.
It was on the main show. I used it on the main show. It was episode 379.
Next is from John Santos, somebody at Swerve's house. Hey, what's up, my guys? Hope all is well. I think AEW is finally doing right by Swerve. I think Swerve is good in the ring and on the mic. Very charismatic. He's a very unique style of offense that sets him apart from others. He almost verbatim repeated what I said about Swerve, right? I just saw that he beat Hangman Page at WrestleWorld. Hopefully his push continues. Conan Disco, how would y'all book Swerve going further? Also, I was listening to the podcast while washing dishes, and my girlfriend goes, who the F are you listening to? He sounds like Kermit the Frog. No. Disco, I'm sorry for her disrespect. I told her to put some respect on your name, and I told her you're a WCW legend, perhaps the greatest jobber of all time. Also, does the heat with Billy stem from y'all burning his Ultimate Warrior Muriel? We're going to suspend you for a month, John, for this disrespecting me.
It was his girlfriend, he said, though.
It doesn't matter. So he called me he mentioned to her that I was the greatest jobber of all time.
That's true.
I
right?
wasn't a jobber.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you a question.
Let me finish this. I would book like Swerve right now needs to keep climbing the ladder on the card and wrestling guys that are above him on the card and going over them. Okay. He doesn't need to be wrestling against some, you know, guys, right. You know,
Action Andretti,
Fox. Right. He needs to just keep working his way up the card because he's been a pretty cool success story where Tony really didn't give him a whole lot of really good stuff, but he just went out there and then did it, you know, and got over. Bro, he gets over in the ring because he interacts with the crowd. He's got cool mannerisms. He's torched guys on the mic recently, which I didn't realize how good he was, but like, you know, like he ripped Page. Yeah,
he's been on a roll because I have a little history with Swerve. So when I was in Lucha Underground, I was bringing in the talent, right? One of the guys I had asked Ricochet, I go, do you know anybody that you want to recommend? And so one of the guys he recommended was Swerve. I saw his video, I talked to him, and then we brought him in. He was doing some military gimmick, I think, like, I forgot what the fuck, because I'd already been fired from Lucha Underground when he. Oh no, maybe I was there when he got there, but anyways, the thing is, he went in there, and then he's been one of these guys that has slowly just kind of sat back in the cut and waited his turn, and then when they gave him his turn and hit Row, you could tell he was the star of the team so much so that when he left, they were nothing without him.
Right,
bro, this guy AJ Francis, you know, the guy called Dollar Store.
Yeah.
Mm. Bro, he's got some fire promos that he puts on Twitter. I'm going to send them to Joe so you can hear them. Just two videos, and they're short. He does some really fire videos, and I'm going to send them to Joe so you can hear them. But anyways, you know, you could see that Hit Row was not the same without Swerve. Then he came to AEW, and, you know, like you said, his matches were always good. Good mic work, good persona, you know. And I think they see that and they're starting to push him. And they also need to push like an African-American because they get destroyed by their fan base for that. And I think this is their answer.
For what you said before, he was kill shot in Lucha Underground.
Kill shot.
And also, dude's only.
He was with AR Fox too.
And also, dude's only 33. So he's got plenty of time. You know, it's good that they're giving him some wins now. He'll be around another 10 years in his prime, you know?
All right, so the next one is going to be the first and only time this guy's emailed.
And let me just say this, shouts out to Swerve and his whole crew, Montez and all those motherfuckers. Yep.
All right, so this one is from Glenn Gilbernetti, okay? And this guy, it's called Subject's First Time Email, and this guy literally has an email your GlennGilbernetti at gmail.com. Okay, this, so this okay, guy
you
literally...
say before you say before you say about GlennGilbernetti, did we bury? Because I obviously it sounds like we did. Because I don't even remember this. So did Billy Body have a mural of Ultimate Warrior in his wall, and we buried it? Is that what happened?
It's like a painting looking thing, and then he had like a WrestleMania arcade game and some toys, and yeah, he took some shots for that for sure.
So it's hello K100. My name is Glenn. I've been a fan of the show for a long time. My question is for Glenn. Why do you say stuff in everything? I would think if your IQ is as high as you say, you would have more extensive vocabulary like Conan. Thanks, Glenn. Just suspended forever. If this guy's going to actually just make people going to make up emails, email have an email address, an email account, just to get in our mailbag and bury me, we're suspended forever, right?
Yeah, we need someone to look up this IP address so we can specifically suspend the real person behind it. That's
probably
what
from Hughie. Probably from South Philadelphia. Because Hughie is like Hughie's the type of guy that does the burner accounts.
Yeah, the unfunny stuff too. Yeah,
does like burner accounts to try to get like he's you know, it's just schmuck.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.